Hello.
Hello, this is Yona calling from Family First Care. Am I speaking to Ms. Rodriguez?
Who's calling?
Yona from Family First Care. I'm the administrator of the agency.
Hi.
Okay, so I'm calling in regards to Mr. Thomas Inglesby. I understand you talked to Alyssa this morning in regards to your paycheck.
No, I talked to her yesterday, but it wasn't even regards to that. I was letting her know that he had passed away and stuff.
Okay,
And then I
what?
talked to someone else too. I don't remember his name.
Understood. So he had passed away. The issue we have is that he passed away December 21st. And you clocked in for the next 4 or 5 weeks, 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks, without reporting it, and got paid for two of them. Three of them?
No, he didn't
Two of them.
pass away. Not I didn't get paid for three.
For two.
But he did not pass away at that time, and I
I'm
feel
looking at his
good about
obituary right now, and I've already confirmed it with the insurance and the state. I am looking at his obituary. It says December 21st, 2025. Date of birth matches.
okay. Well, I mean,
So
I'm
now,
gonna go online
no,
and look at the
just a
obituary.
second. We have an issue now because to clock in for a client that's deceased is a federal crime. Medicaid fraud felony punishable by 1 to 2 years of jail per time. So now we have a big issue because there's going to be a state investigation on this. We're looking at
Correct.
actual jail time here. Okay, so we need you to return the 2 weeks that were billed and paid to you after he died.
So that would be
The
six
last
hundred
two
some dollars.
paychecks, the last two paychecks you received must be returned, and it must be returned ASAP as well. I can give you an exact dollar amount. Let's see here. Raya Rodriguez.
So is that all I have to do, just pay it back, or?
Well, that you have to do to avoid the a lot of the criminal side of this. Then whatever the state decides on the investigation afterwards could impact your ability to work in different fields as well. Because if there ends up being a Medicaid fraud issue and they convict, you won't be allowed to work in anything to do with health care probably for the rest of your life. But that's like a side effect of Medicaid fraud. There are federal lists that you would go on that you wouldn't be allowed to work in a bunch of different fields. So 2 weeks ago was $668.36, and last week paycheck was $647.58. So your total is 694, 5694, $1,356.94.
Okay, is there a way that you could text me the info just so I can put it in my notes and I could just pay it back?
Yep, not a problem. Because again, we have to return the money to the insurance, and we have to figure out how to return how to claw back the taxes. We pay payroll taxes. So
Okay.
there's Medicaid fraud, and then there's over $1,000 for us, which constitutes grand larceny as well. So it's very, very serious. It's not like a joke. And we'd appreciate if you
Yes, I
return the
know.
money
I'm
as soon as
sorry.
possible. All right?
I'm sorry. I've been having a hard time
I
with the
understand,
situation,
but
and I will pay it back to y'all.
okay. Not a problem.
And I have another statement. Am I able to pay you guys back in the full total in maybe like, I would say 2 weeks to 3 weeks? I just want to pay it like in total, but if I do have half of it, I
It
can
should be
get you
okay.
back.
It should be okay as long as it's within the next few weeks. The insurance usually moves relatively slowly, but it does need to be addressed because the insurance aside, the investigation's already underway. Right? The state takes a little longer. There was billing after death. It's not. It's automatic Medicaid fraud. The investigation is already underway on that side, and they investigate us. They investigate you. They investigate everything, and it's going to be state, possibly the feds as well, and the insurance company as well. So it's not. It's just not fun. But you can show good faith by at least returning the money that was paid improperly. So I'll text you the information.
Okay. Can you give me an exact like time period I had to pay it back, just so I can?
I would tell you ASAP. There's no exact time, but I can't report to the insurance or the Office of Inspector General in Pennsylvania that the funds are returned until the funds are returned. You know, so.
Yes, it's just I'm not going to be able to do it yet, like not in a week or nothing like that.
Listen, I understand, but if you need 2-3 weeks, we'll wait 2-3 weeks. But we have to report we have to report this today on our end because we're required to report within 24 hours. So the sooner you can pay it back, the better for you, I mean.
Okay. I didn't know, like, at that given moment, like, I just wanted to make sure I got, paid for my time and stuff.
I understand.
I do not want to go to jail. Like, this was a big misunderstanding, and I will pay you back. I don't want to go to jail.
I don't blame you, and I understand. It's hard. Live paycheck to paycheck, it's hard. I get it. The problem is that this is federal money. That's the problem. So,
okay.
Yeah, this isn't the shoplifting. This is actual federal money, and there's already an investigation. So, all right? So, yeah, as soon as you can, and I'll text you the information.
Thank you.
No problem.